Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Havana is only a 40-minute flight from Miami. Might as well be on the other side of the moon. Americans cannot legally go to Cuba as tourists. If anybody asked, I was told to say my group visit last week was a cultural encounter trip, which was true. I encountered lots of culture, also poverty, abandoned factories, and crumbling infrastructure. And yet, I've never seen a one-party dictatorship where people are so lighthearted, so outspoken about its shortcomings and shortages. Cuba used to be one of the world's major exporters of sugar. Today, growers can't get fuel and fertilizer to produce enough of the sweet stuff, even for the local market. There are also shortages of milk, meat, and 100 other things. The economy is sinking. People are leaving. 500,000 to the U.S. in the past 2 years. The major source of income in Cuba today is remittances from overseas relatives. Cubans have been fleeing, mostly to Florida, since Fidel Castro's 1959 revolution ousted a right-wing oligarchy. Russia quickly stepped in to help, sending food, oil, tractors, and communism. 3 decades later, the Soviet Empire collapsed. Life got tough in Cuba. Even more of its people fled to the U.S. That exodus has never stopped. Today, anti-communist Cuban immigrants are a major force in American politics, which is part of the problem. Over the years, the so-called Cuba lobby has persuaded U.S. politicians to impose sanctions on their old country. It's illegal for Americans to do almost any kind of business there. I couldn't even bring home Cuban rum or cigars. Other countries are reluctant to invest in Cuba. It's just too small, too risky, too isolated. The country's woes are mostly made in America. We could turn the place into a thriving economy, a terrific society, and slow the flow of migrants with the stroke of a pen. Sure, the evil commies would still be in charge, but they've shown flexibility in the past, and they do some things very well, like health care, education, the arts, all of which are world class. Drugs and crime seem to be rare. People are polite, hardworking, and friendly, especially to Americans. Reminds me of another country with decent, hardworking people and a flawed political system. That place is only a 40-minute flight from Havana. We have much in common. Sounds like an opportunity. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.